The scripture to this morning is from 1 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord.
And now I'm very pleased that we have three members of the congregation who are going to speak Embry, full of God's blessings in the ministry. I asked them to think about the past year and share with us how they have been able to grow in their faith journey through a ministry within our church. And Stefan, Jim, and Jean will be joining us. Stefan is going to lead us with the first message.
I like going first. I set the bar low for everybody else. So I feel like
I'm doing okay. So,
I don't know. So, that, but okay.
Yeah, it's an honor to speak to all of you because I love this church. And it's funny that I've been playing drums here for about a year. I think we start next Sunday is our year anniversary as a praise band. And when Dan had asked me to join, I said, I don't know. I didn't want to commit that much. Dan wanted 100%. He wanted somebody to come here to play every Sunday to praise Christ. And I was like, I don't know if I could do it every Sunday. But I didn't give him an answer right away. And I said, think about it, pray about it. And I did. And we started to play. And what coincided with this was that we installed Julie. That's loud. Julie as the music director. And she's so full of the Holy Spirit, and when we praise with her leading, this became an imperative for me. I had to be in this praise band. And I said to myself, this is the greatest blessing that you've had this year. And so we come up here, we practice on Thursday nights, which is almost like worshiping. It's the same thing. We do it on Thursday nights. And then we come out here on Sunday. And what I didn't anticipate was your reaction to this band. And what that did, your positive reaction, and you embracing this band was, I dropped the pencil. Anyway, you embraced this band. It made us a praise team, which is different. Oh, you want to put it on? I liked holding it. But
anyway, I was in and out.
I know. So what makes that different is your reaction is that we are leading worship now. We're part of that, all of us together. We're not just performing music. And so for me, when I come into Embry every Thursday night and every Sunday morning and I see what we had just read together, know Jesus Christ, make him known in the world, I just say, yeah, this is an inspiring place to be. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything, all the money in the world, nothing. There's nothing that can touch Jesus and having him in your heart and worshiping with people and bringing that gospel and carrying it beyond that threshold, because that's what we need to do. When we come here and worship and we feel inspired and we have the Holy Spirit in us and we sing his praises, when we leave there, we need to bring it with us, especially in today's world when you see it, everything's going. So I just want to thank everybody here for embracing this praise band because it's an honor and just a pleasure to play. I look forward to it every Thursday night and Sunday. So that's all I have to say. That's it. Praise Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Stefan. That was wonderful. Thank you for sharing. And now Jim Beardsley is going to join us and share his message. And I'm going to put this on him, too, because I don't want that to happen.
Correct.
You don't mind,
do
you?
Absolutely not.
I might have to unzip it, though.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you. It's nice to be here. Today, the 13th of November, is an anniversary for Jennifer and me as well. This time last year, we were packing up, driving down from Red Creek to our new home here in Shrewsbury. We didn't really know what was going to happen. And it was a Friday. That Sunday, we didn't go to church because that's the day the movers came. And but during that following week, going shopping around and going on the internet to look for a Methodist church because we'd become Methodized up in Red Creek. We're actually Episcopalians. And I saw Embry. So I emailed Embry to Pastor Grace and said who we were, and we were showing up. And I guess the day we showed up, which would have been the 20th or something, was the first day of the praise group. And you were down there. And we were in the front row. We always get good seating because of Jennifer. And it's great. I said who we were and where we came from. And we were immediately welcomed. I heard about the small group. I thought to myself, oh yeah, we're going to join that. Big smart man. Well, big mistake. It was, when was this? Okay, it was in November and it was at nighttime. We don't go out at night. So I had to email Pastor Grace and say, and eat craw and say, I'm sorry, we're backing out. And then there was the new small group that would start later in the year. And so we said, okay, we'll do that. And I signed up, and then I said to Jennifer, I said, this is a bad idea. It's the winter time. I have to push you through the snow to get up the ramp, and you know, sometimes we can't make it to church. This is no good. But we, I think we did it anyway. The small group is the ministry, I guess, that we've participated in, but not the only one that we've received from. Certainly the praise group and the love of the church itself has been something that has made our first year here a wonderful time. But the small group has been has been difficult for me at times because I know so little of the scripture. But I am surrounded by two women, Jennifer and Jackie, who've now come to live with us, who know scripture. And I scramble every Saturday to prepare our homework. I've gotten to know Patty. Where's Patty?
I think Sunday school.
Oh, in Sunday school. Okay. And Jim and Jean. And I think Diane was in our group in the beginning. And now we have Julie as part of it. And it's a bit of a refuge for me now, especially since we've started in Mark talking about storms, and I feel I'm in a big storm. The world is in a storm now. So we are grateful that we found this little church, we found this small group, and that we have a small little group at home. I am in particularly grateful to have the honor to get up and say these things. It's been a kind of a strange year for us, getting used to things, but I wanted to just close with something that has nothing to do with the small group, has nothing to do with Embry. I was walking Joe yesterday for our afternoon walk, and I saw three people in the neighborhood raking leaves. I'd seen actually a couple earlier raking leaves, and I'd spoken to them about how nice it was to hear the sound of raking leaves rather than leaf blowers. But we got talking about something else. I said to them, it was a mother and it must have been two high school kids. I said, how nice it is to hear the raking of leaves rather than the blowing of leaf blowers. And she said, yes, it's relaxing and it builds character. And then she said, have a nice one. And I went off and felt a little calmer about life. But I thought when I get home today, Joe and I'll go for a walk again, and I'll rake some leaves, and I'll go to small group also after this. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for joining us and never leaving. And last but not least, Jean Clark is going to share her thoughts on how her faithful life has grown through the ministry of Embry this year.
I'm so happy to be here today. And as it turns out, what I'm going to talk about is very appropriate because we just had a pie make. I have a short story to tell you this Sunday, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to it. Recently, I was talking to a longtime friend who told me she had just moved into the Methodist home in Ocean Grove. She is a longtime resident of Ocean Grove and was unable to continue to live in a private residence with high taxes and other expenses. So she applied for a residence in the Methodist home in Ocean Grove and was accepted. She was telling me how much she enjoyed living there, how friendly everyone was, and how nice everything was. I told her my church had contributed to supporting the home for quite a few years. With a part of the profits from our Embry apple pie make, we always send a very generous donation to support the home. I used to work more on the pies, but I can't do that much anymore. I try to help on Fridays and call about 20 people to make calls to order pies. Sometimes Jim helped me make calls. Everyone loved hearing a man's voice say, "Hi, I'm Jim Clark, and I'm calling for Embry Methodist Church to see how many pies you'd like to order." He always sold more pies than me. Excuse me for just a minute. So no matter how you help with the pie make, it all goes to help make people's lives a little better in some way. So while you're working on the pie make, remember my friend and what our help means to her and many others. She also told me, once you're in the home, they never kick you out, even if you can't pay. What a wonderful feeling this must be for those who live there. I'm so proud of our church and the things we do to help other people. So this is my story. And in ending, I said to my friend, Joan, we'll make a Methodist out of you yet. So thank you for listening to me today. And keep working on those wonderful, delicious Embry apple pies. And remember, they are more than just pies. They are a way to help other people in need. And that's really what it's all about. Thank you. Yeah.